orientan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Juanjo or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. Juanjo or another.
That's right, it's Juanjo or another, ladies and gentlemen. And we are pushing through the work week. It is officially Wednesday. Now, when this program starts, or when it started, it was Wednesday morning. But when this show is over today, guess what? It's going to be Wednesday afternoon. So, guys, as I always say, you know, we complain, we say, oh, it's only Monday. But then before you know it, it's Friday. So let's soak in every last minute of fun and make sure we make the most of every second, every moment that we have together here in the next 2 hours. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to participate, you can participate in a lot of the different sections via Twitter. Now, there's just one problem. Juanjo, you know I'm really, really forgetful. What was my Twitter handle again?
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right. That's right. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. And as always, guys, you can play along via Twitter. Also remember on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, and, well, wherever you want to be. You can check me out at albertoalonso.com. And remember, Vaughan is everywhere as well. Guys, if I'm everywhere, then they're definitely everywhere. So make sure you're following along. This way you get the full experience. That's right, folks. I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter. I always say the word forgetful. I like this word in Spanish. Olvidadizo. Forgetful. Be careful, though. The ending here, the suffix, right, is not full like lleno, F-U-L-L. The suffix is always F-U-L with one L. So, igual in wonderful, right,
Ahora no se me ocurre otro, right? Plentiful, que es abundante, plentiful. Buenísima esta palabra. When we use it as a suffix, the F-U-L is not the word full. It's only, it only has one L, okay? So forgetful. Don't forget that. Now, another way to say forgetful, and I love this word, absent-minded. Yeah, ausente de mente. Es que eres torpe, pero no tanto físico. Because físicamente torpe, you would be clumsy, right? Say it with me. Tiene esa S que suena a Z. You would be clumsy if you were physically, you know, you're always dropping things, tirando cosas. But if you're clumsy in a mental way, right? Psychologically clumsy. Well, that means you are absent-minded. And I always like that word, absent-minded. Well, folks, as always, remember, we don't only participate on Twitter, but you can also participate via our app, por nuestra aplicación. And as you know, we've always got so many different challenges for you guys. In fact, let's start with a challenge right now, Juanjo, via our app. Remember, if you don't have our app, download it now. Descárgatelo ahora. And, well, this way you can participate, get points, listen to the podcasts, which are also available on iVox and iTunes as well. So, guys, make sure you have the app, and this way you can answer our first review challenge. Remember, guys, these challenges on the app are a review, so you should know these. Deberíais saber estos. All right, well, here it is, folks. Today's first one. This is a play on words. Un juego de palabras, if you remember, a pun, if you will. A play on words. And I said, cuando alguien se queja, se pone en plan quejica. When somebody starts complaining or moaning, right? Gemir is to moan, pero también es... right? So when somebody starts moaning or complaining, we have a little play on words that we use using a homophone. And, well, it goes like this. Would you like some... with your wine? Would you like some with your wine? Y es algo que decimos cuando alguien está en plan quejica, como, ¿quieres parar ya de quejarte? Right? Would you like some with your wine? Now, we're missing a noun there, right? I always give you the parts of speech. What we're looking for there is a noun, un sustantivo. And, well, if you guys know it, that means you were paying attention in previous shows because we've looked at this expression. I remember when we looked at the homophone. And so I'll give you a clue. The homophone here is wine. The word wine. All right. Because you say you'll see on the app, I put it both ways. But, right, you're saying it one way, but you really mean it another way. And we'll look at that a little bit later. If you guys were paying attention, then you shouldn't have any problem with this. Would you like some with your wine? ¿Te gustaría un poco de con tu vino o con tu queja? Que es igual cuando lo dices, no cuando lo escribes. Luego lo vemos más en detalle. All right, guys, so our first challenge of the day, and I think it's going to be tough over here. I don't think you guys, I mean, hey, you know what? Forget it. It's not going to be tough. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy peasy mac and cheesy. All right, well, folks, we've got a lot more to go on today's show. We've got tons of challenges all throughout the show. We're going to learn English from music, movies, history, famous people, and all that fun stuff, always with a little twist, with a sense of humor. I think you need that not only to teach a language, but I think you need that in life in order to have a healthy perspective. So, my amigos, that said, eso dicho, let's give them another challenge, Juanjo. Let's do a little info listening exercise. Now, remember, you say datos personales, we say info or information, personal info. En el contexto se puede decir, can you please write down your info or your personal info, your personal information? That's how we would say datos. So careful, it's not data, your personal data. I've seen people say it or write it like that, and no. Okay, so your personal info. So I'm going to give you guys some info. What kind of info am I going to give you? Well, I'm going to give you numbers, prices, email addresses, phone numbers, addresses, zip codes. I mean, I've got a lot of stuff for you today. I want to be honest with you. I've got a lot of stuff for you. Are you guys ready or what? Yeah? Okay. Well, then here we go, my amigos. I'm going to give you 6 pieces of information. So 6 different pieces of information. As I said, a phone number, an address, a zip code, right? And we'll look at all this information to see if you guys were able to get it down, to jot it down, to write it down, como quieras decirlo, correctly. All right? And remember, guys, if you have difficulty, get down whatever you can. And then at least you know, okay, I did good on the phone number, but I messed up the price or the percentage, right? So it's always good to try, because then you'll be able to identify your strong points and your weak points. And I think that's what it's all about. Eso va. Okay, guys. So, and remember, as always, I'll give it to you twice. So don't get stressed out if you don't get this information the first time around. Everybody gets a second chance. All right. Here we go, my amigos. Good luck. This is on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Okay. The first one is a price. This is $9,919,890.18. Yes, I can mail, yes. The next one's an email address. Let me spell it for you just in case, because sometimes we have problems with the email address. So let me just spell it to be totally clear. Ready? FIERCEMEDIA at FIERCE.net. Okay, there's the email address. Next one is a percentage. Okay, it's 4.486%. The next one's a phone number. It's area code 201-891-3901. The next one's an address. Remember, we don't say direction. We say address. It's an address. It's 75 Silver Fir Lane. That's fir like the tree. And the zip code is 07417. Okay? So there's all the information I've given you. As you see, you've got a price. You've got an email address, you've got a percentage, you've got a phone number, you've got an address, a zip code. This is information you could get in any email or phone call, you know, and you might have to take it down. Or you might have to, remember, there's always two sides to this stuff, guys. Taking down this information and knowing how to give somebody your information. I can't stress it enough how important it is for you to be able to, what's your last name? Spell it. A-L-O-N-S-O. Okay, great. What's your, ID number? 154. You know, you gotta be able to spit it out when somebody asks you, what exactly, how to spell your last name, how to spell your email address, your Twitter handle, or how to say a price, right? Really important stuff, guys, really important stuff. And I can't stress how important it is, this personal information. Okay, so I'm going to give you numbers, personal information, dates, you know, all this. Dates, I mean fechas, right? Which I didn't give you any dates in this one. But okay, here we go, guys. Ready? 9,919,890.18. Here's the email address. It's FIERCEMEDIA at FIERCE.net. The next one is a percentage. It's 4.486%. The next one's a phone number. It's area code 201-891-3901. Here's an address. The address is 75 Silver Fir Lane. That's fir, like the tree. And zip code. Zip code is 07417.
Pues yo voy a un sitio en plena naturaleza y con nivel de inglés incluido.
¿Cómo? ¿Nivel de inglés incluido?
Sí, me voy a Vaughan Town, una manera diferente de aprovechar las vacaciones. Una inmersión de 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante en un enclave único. Una manera genial de desconectar de todo y conectar con tu inglés.
Apúntate a Vaughan Town. 6 días de inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Bueno, ¿cuándo quedamos entonces?
Pues a ver, el martes tengo yoga, el jueves lo del dentista. No, espera, lo del dentista era el miércoles. ¿Y el cumpleaños de Ana? Ah, no, que el cumpleaños de Ana... ¡Espera, que es hoy! ¡Ay, que tengo clase de inglés ahora! ¿Pero seré?
¿Necesitas una agenda? Con la agenda Vaughan ahora podrás organizar tu vida. Mientras aprendes inglés, aprende expresiones, vocabulario y pronunciación en tu día a día y sin esfuerzo con la agenda Vaughan. Solo 9,95. Consíguela ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Mientras la mayor parte de la población española busca un rinconcito en la arena para poner la toalla y clavar la sombrilla, otros están buscando un buen puesto de trabajo. Si estás entre los dos del segundo grupo, esto te interesa. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan, que marcan la diferencia.
Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Estar en medio. ¿Qué significa estar en medio? Pues no estar en ningún sitio concreto, ni bueno ni malo, ser un soso, o lo que es peor, molestar. Estar en medio y no dejar ver una peli, estar en medio de dos personas. Vamos, que eso del medio no mola. Pues con el inglés pasa lo mismo. Ese famoso nivel intermedio de inglés no sirve para nada. Es ni fu ni fa, incluso molesto. Por eso, un nivel de inglés intermedio no te va a ayudar a mejorar en tu carrera profesional. Así que ya es hora de cambiar.
Vence al nivel intermedio de inglés con el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Compatible con tu trabajo, exigente y eficaz. Más de 500 horas intensivas para mejorar tu inglés profesional. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Right, folks. All right. Well, we're looking at today's listening exercise, which is personal info, datos personales. And well, as always, my amigos, I'll tell you what, we have got to take a look at the answers now. As you know, I'm in Japan right now, but I have complete faith in you guys, and I'm sure that you've done a wonderful job. All right, so let's take a look at what we've got over here, ladies and gentlemen. The first piece of information was a price, okay? And, well, it's 9,919,890.18. Okay, great. So let's take a look at this now. Although we gotta spell it out for you, and I'm gonna tell you in Spanish, because this way I get to practice too, right? Yo quiero practicar también, amigos. You know, why not? Why not? Okay, so in Spanish, it's 9,919,890.18. All right. Now, escrito en inglés, written in English, it's dollar sign, el símbolo del dólar, right? So it's the dollar sign que va adelante. And then it's 9,919,890, donde vosotros ponéis puntos, nosotros comas, right? And then it's decimal point 18. All right, so again, say the number with me. This way you practice saying it. If you wrote it down wrong, just take note. Say, oh, yo he puesto coma, si es punto. Si yo he puesto punto, debe decir coma. Okay, so pay attention to this one. So it's 9 million, not 9 millions, right? 9,919,000. $890.18. Okay? Tough one, that first one. I was playing with that 18 versus 80, 19 versus 90, right? And playing with all those numbers that can sometimes be confusing even for native speakers. Okay? All right, guys, the next one. The email address was fiercemedia@fierce.net. Fierce. Now, I like this word, fierce, right? Fierce, fiero, feroz, right? Extremo, fierce weather, fierce, right? If an animal is fierce, it's wild, right? Feroz, violento, if it's a fierce attack, right? If it's an argument, it's violento, virulento, fierce. I like the word. You have to be fierce in life, right? You can't be afraid. You have to be fierce, right? Fierce. Say the word with me, fierce. We do use this adjective quite a lot in English. All right, so let's spell it. It's FIERCEMEDIA. Right? Fierce Media, not media. We say media. Say it with me. Fierce Media at fierce.net. Remember, el punto no es doc. He visto gente poner doc y es dot con T, no? Dot net. All right? Great. The next one is a percentage, right? A percentage, and it's 4.486%. Cuidado, no es percent, sino percent. And remember, your comma is a decimal point. Our decimal point is a comma. That's the way it works. Okay? Just flip it. And here, remember, when you're reading everything to the right of the decimal point, you're saying them as individual numbers. So you're saying 4. Sería vuestra coma, ¿no? 4.486, not 486. Right? So 4.486%. Remember, the percent symbol goes at the end, right? Al final. It goes at the end of the numbers, you know? All right. So, the next one is a phone number. Area code. Nosotros llamamos en los Estados Unidos area code, right? Es el código para llamar una región. Right. And I gave you a number, a variation. It's not my grandparents' real number, but I gave you a variation of my grandparents, Alberto and Grace, their phone number. And, so it's area code 201. Now remember, 201 goes separate. Remember how we do this 201, right? I know in Spain you do 9-1. I always get confused, with how you guys do that, you know? And, well, you know, I get confused over there, right? In English, it's really, really, clear here. In parentheses, now this is interesting because in quotes is parentheses entre parentheses. Pero las Cs, we call parentheses, right? Brackets son los que tienen puntos. Braces son los que están cuadrados. O sea, we've got the rounded ones, ¿no? That we call parentheses, right? Los que son, es una cita, es a quote, quotation marks. Just to know the different symbols and marks. So parentheses. So usually, the clearest way to write a phone number in English, you could put 1. Ahora, 1 is the country code. Normalmente no ponemos el 1. All right, se da por hecho. So we start with the area code, right? I think in Britain, the calling code, possibly. I'm not sure. So it's, I always say, area code tal, tal. Entonces, ellos ya saben, les voy a dar primero los tres dígitos que son el código, right? Area code 201. 91891 dash, esto no se dice, pero se pone un guión aquí. 3901. That was the number. So debería estar escrito 201 entre paréntesis estos, ¿no? Los que están redonditos. 891 guión 3901. Okay? And 201 is really, you guys, it's really an area code in New Jersey, right? New Jersey has several area code. So it's not just for a state. I mean, New York City has several area codes, okay? An area code. So remember, that's how we write our numbers, to avoid any confusion. Now, if you have to do it, of course, overseas, you put plus one. So you put plus one, 201, 8, you know, letting people know that's the country code, right? So there you go, folks. That is the phone number. As I said, a little, I changed the numbers around, on the phone number. So it's not my grandparents' exact number, but either way, they passed away many years ago, right? Fallecieron hace muchos años. All right. The next one is an address. Now people say address and people say address. Te lo juro. He oído ambos, right? What's your address? What's your address? I guess it's up to you. Whatever one sounds better. It's like that vase and vase that we looked at yesterday, florero, right? Vase or vase are both acceptable pronunciations for that word, V-A-S-E. So this is now something to take note when we look at an address in English. Something to take note of is that the number goes first. So here you say Orense 69, right? Orense 69. We don't. We would say 69 Orense Street, right? So I gave you the address 75, okay, 75, silver, que es plata o plateado, silver fir. Now, fir is F-I-R, right? F-I-R. Now, have you ever heard, en español parece fir, no? F-I-R, right? Well, fir is a kind of tree. De hecho, es lo que os dije. If you paid attention, I said 75 Silver Fir Lane. Fir, as in the tree. Como el árbol. Fir. F-I-R. You say abeto. Right? It's how my little cousins say my name. Abeto, abeto. I swear to God. So I guess they're calling me Fir. Right? In the United States, we name a lot of streets. Oak, right? Roble. A lot of streets. Pine Drive, you know, Pino. So we got a lot of, we have a big thing about naming streets after types of trees. So a good way to learn English is driving around the United States and translating all the road signs, right? So 75 Silver Fir. Now, Silver Fir is abeto blanco. Pinabete, it says here, right? Silver, me lo inventé, okay? 75 Silver Fir Lane. Now, lane is another way. Very common to see lane in the United States. You have road, you have lane, you have avenue, right? Court, right? There are many different, no solo es calle, well, como aquí, carretera de, calle, plaza de, you know, we have a lot of different ones as well. So, interesting to look at. English synonyms, lane, avenue, right? Road, expressway, right? Lane. They even use drive. I live on, well, piénsalo, very famous one in Los Angeles. Mulholland Drive, Rodeo Drive. Drive ahí significa calle rodeo, right? Y no me andes con rodeos. Careful with that one, because if you don't have my new book, English on the Go, then you don't know this. But if you have my book, then you know this already. If you're going out to Texas, you're going to the rodeo. But if you're going shopping in exclusive Beverly Hills, you're going to Rodeo Drive. So te sabes todas estas? Drive, Ave, Lane, Court. These are other ways that you'll see these words used a lot in, addresses. Okay. And the last one is a zip code. Now, zip code is what the British call a postal code. We call it ZIP. Y me acuerdo, tiene algún acrónimo, Z-I-P, zip code, right? And the zip code is 07417, and that really was my grandparents' zip code in New Jersey, 07417. So if you notice, I gave the information, area code 201, zip code, right? Be very clear, not just when you're writing down the information, but when you're giving the information. All right, guys, excellent job. But right now, we've got to go to a commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Vaughan Town.
I am Julia and I am from Vaughan Town.
My name is Fran and I am from Vaughan Town too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Vaughan Town no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Vaughan Town que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Vaughan Town.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno, de cada grupo, y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name.
That's right. That's right. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right, folks. That's right. You know it. All right. Well, as always, we're having a great time here and putting you guys to the test. And remember, we've got a challenge on our app. If you haven't participated yet, get over there and participate. Would you like some with your wine? Esto es un juego de palabras. Es un chistecillo que decimos cuando alguien se está quejando. When somebody's complaining or whining or moaning. I don't want to go there. Right? It's complaining, unnecessary complaining. So when somebody starts doing that, they start whining, moaning, complaining. Well, you could always say this to them. Well, do so at the risk of being punched in the face, of course. But would you like some with your wine? ¿Qué es ese que nos falta? Es un sustantivo que buscamos. Si lo sabéis, pues podéis participar por la aplicación. All right, guys. Well, let's keep things moving along right now. You know what? I think it's time for today's news report. So, Juanjo, let's get this show on the road.
News report on the show with no name.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's today's news report only on the show with no name. All right, let's see what we've got over here. I call this Thunderstruck. Now, those of you who are AC/DC fans, you'll know that one. Thunderstruck! Now, if you are thunderstruck, you're shocked. What? Oh, my God, man, I was thunderstruck when I heard the news, cuando oí la noticia. I was shocked. I was astounded. I was thunderstruck. Thunderstruck. Atónito. Asombrado. Right. I was bewildered. Astounded. Dumbfounded. Toma. Sinónimos. And these are all used. They're probably used more than thunderstruck. I was astonished. I was astounded. I was dumbfounded. I was bewildered. I was thunderstruck. And literally, it's que me ha dado el relámpago, right? Me ha pegado. Me ha dado. Me ha golpeado el relámpago. I was thunderstruck. So I call this story thunderstruck. But this is literally, this is not that they were surprised or shocked. In this story, they were literally struck by lightning, right? So lightning strikes. El verbo is to strike, right? So strike, very, very common verb here, especially when we're talking about lightning, right? Lightning strikes. The empire strikes back, right? As strike is golpear, pegar, right? So lightning strikes. Lightning strikes. So if you get hit by lightning, then you're thunder struck. Now, it's interesting because thunder is the sound and lightning is the visual part, right? Thunder and lightning. It's like thunder, lightning. The way you love me is frightening. I got a knock on wood. Oh, baby. We didn't even get to name that lyric, and I can't help it. I can't help it. No lo puedo evitar. I love to sing to you guys. Sing with me. Sing for the year. Sing for the laughter. Sing for the tear. All right, so what happened? Who got struck by lightning? Well, a pair of girls were exploring Utah's mountains. Las Montañas de Utah. I've never been there, but it seems like a gorgeous state, Utah, right? And so these girls were exploring Utah's mountains. Now, they're young girls. They were ages 8 and 16, and they were camping. It was a family reunion. Now, I love these. A family reunion es literalmente reunir gente que no se ha visto en mucho tiempo. Right. That's more. No es una reunión meeting en el trabajo. Right. That's the use. It's a false friend, really, because tenemos una reunión familiar. Pero aquí queremos decir reunir a la familia, no una reunión para hablar de cosas, tanto como quedar. Right. And people go all out. La gente lo da todo, you know, in these family reunions. And, I've seen family reunions where there have been like four generations and they rented an island, han alquilado una isla entre ellos. You know, people go all out with these family reunions. Now, I have them, but with my family, but they're usually a bit smaller. But let's face it, las cosas como son, let's face it, the best family reunions are always weddings, right? When people have weddings, communions, right? Funerals, we all get together, but those aren't really the best family reunions. So these girls were having a nice family reunion, and they decided to go out and explore the mountains. Now, Americanos decimos mountains. Mountain, not mountain, right? Latino lo pronunciamos. We do like a glottal, right? Mountain. Say it with me, mountain. So they, if you want to say it like an American, mountain, fountain, certain. That's how we talk, right? So basically, these girls were hiking, haciendo senderismo around the mountain. And they all of a sudden were returning to their ATV. Alberto, what does ATV stand for? Well, ATV is an all-terrain vehicle, right? A quad or something like that, right? You know, it's one of these outdoor vehicles. And, they were, you know, out there in the mountains, and they decided, okay, let's go back to our ATV and go back and meet up with the family. And, well, what happened was the girls were struck by lightning. Both girls. Now, this is pretty crazy. They were both. So, you know, it's bad luck if you get struck by lightning. But if two people in your family get struck by lightning, okay, granted, they were standing next to each other, so I guess it does make sense that the odds, la probabilidad, the odds, o de de ese, the odds would go up. But, man, that's really bad luck. You know, family reunion, you're all out there having a great time, exploring the beautiful outdoors, right, el campo, the beautiful outdoors. And then, you know, you're taking a walk around and you get you and your sister get struck by lightning. Well, it's a good thing that their dog, who was with them, was quick thinking. And he was smart, this dog. He knew something was up. Él sabe. Sabía. You know, dogs smell. They sense danger. They sense fear. They're smart animals. Very basic, but smart. You know, sometimes we think that, you know, knowledge, you know, smarts is the more you know. But sometimes it's the simplicity, you know, that common sense of, okay, danger, run. You know, sometimes we forget that. So, you know, we sometimes say we're smarter than dogs. Well, it depends what smarts is. Common sense, sometimes they're smarter. Think about it. Think about it. So the dog knew that his owners were in trouble. He sensed it. I'm sure he could smell it. You get struck by lightning. I don't know if any of you have ever gotten struck by lightning, but I'm sure there's a certain smell in the air, right? Of maybe burnt skin or burnt hair. I don't know. I don't want to know, really, to be honest with you. So, you know, something that the dog just sensed. He said something's wrong. And, well, the dog, what he did was he ran. He ran like the wind, decimos. Corrió como el viento, we say. He ran like the wind, and he went back to the campsite. Now, remember this. A camping for us is not a word. It's not a camping. Camping is the adjective. So I'm going to go camping. It's the activity. In this case, it's the noun. But a campsite is where you put your tent and you have everything. So the dog ran back to the campsite to get the family, to alert the family. And then they followed the pooch. Es otra forma de decir perrete. P-O-O-C-H. They followed the poop. La caca. No, they followed the pooch, excuse me. They followed the pooch back to where the girls were. And at this time, the girls were unconscious. Okay, so this is crazy. These girls were out there in the middle of the woods, unconscious. The dog manages to run back to the campsite and grab the family, get their attention. And then they went back to go rescue the girls. And wow, unbelievable. But the sheriff's office, you know, they finally made the call. The family made the call and they went up there and they got the girls rescued. The girls were rescued and taken to a hospital by helicopter. Now, a lot of times we say they were medevaced, right? El verbo que usamos is to be medevaced. And medevac means literally taken away in a helicopter. And they were taken into medevaced out of theirs, como yo lo diría. And, they reported that the 8-year-old is in critical condition and the 16-year-old is in serious but stable condition. So, but I'll tell you something. If it hadn't been for this canine, this pooch, guess what? These girls probably they wouldn't have made it to the hospital. Think about it. You're unconscious out there. You've just gotten electrocuted. I think thanks to the dog, we'll see what happens in this story. But hey, thanks to their dog, these girls are able to at least have a second chance and hopefully recover, make a full recovery, and lead a normal life again. But who knows? But if it hadn't been for the dog, si no hubiese sido por el perro, if it hadn't been for the dog, maybe this story wouldn't have such a nice ending, because it doesn't have a nice ending. The girls are in the hospital, right? But it could have been a lot worse. Pudiese haber sido mucho peor. And, you know, at least the family now has a little glimmer of hope. Un poquito de esperanza para la familia. So, amazing. I always, and you know what? You read these stories all the time. These are the stories I love to read when animals, save people. And you hear stories almost weekly about this kind of stuff happening. So, really interesting. I love these stories because, as you guys know, I'm an animal lover. I love dogs. I love cats too, but really I'm a dog guy. And I just think that they're such amazing creatures. And well, this story proves once again that a dog is a man or woman's best friend. All right, guys, let's go over to the app. Nos vamos a la aplicación, because we've got a question right now that we've got to answer. And let's take a look. 176 participants, and out of that, 75% of you guys got it right. Excellent job. 75%. What a high percentage. Now, the correct answer was, would you like some cheese with your wine? ¿Te gustaría un poquito de queso con tu vino? Pero claro, vino también suena a quejarse, right? To whine. W-H-I-N-E. Por eso os lo he escrito de ambas formas en el ejemplo, para ver que, claro, cuando lo dices, when you say it, da igual, right? You're literally saying, would you like some cheese? ¿Te gustaría un poco de queso con tu vino? Pero claro, como vino es dicho, como puedes decir la palabra vino y puedes decir la palabra quejarse, son homófonos, pues no sabes cuál dices. So it's a little play on words, a little corny, no, un poco cursi, but hey, these are these things that we love to do over here. And they're part of learning a language, you know, learning these quirky little silly little expressions. So would you like some cheese with your wine? The correct answer was cheese. All right, let's take a look. We've got some more more challenges over here. So Juanjo, let's launch another challenge over here on the app. All right, this is one that we looked at the other day. No me hagas la pelota. Don't butter me. Ahora nos falta aquí una preposición. Okay. Don't butter me. Right. Now, you're thinking, ah, pero, hombre, puede ser muchas cosas. No, this one really is just one, right? This is really just one, because it's the only, like yesterday when we looked at knock it off. Knock it down is a word, but it wouldn't make sense in that context. So remember, we're always looking for it to make sense in the context, okay? So don't butter me. If you know what that preposition is, well, then go over to the app and participate right now.
Y en Twitter, @Vaughan_radio. Síguenos.
El primer día, hello, my name is, y poco más. El segundo día ya te vas soltando con los phrasal verbs. El tercer día pides la comida como un gentleman o una lady. El cuarto día das un speech con el acento de la reina de Inglaterra. El quinto día recitas Shakespeare con gracia y soltura. El sexto día ya piensas en inglés.
¿Y el séptimo día qué? ¿Descansas?
No, no. Al séptimo día ya estás de vuelta en casa con un nivel de inglés mucho mejor. Ven a Vaughan Town, un lugar en el que 6 días equivalen a 500 horas de clase de inglés. Vivirás en un entorno 100% angloparlante en el que tenemos un gran número de actividades para que desarrolles tu inglés, te sueltes y te olvides de la timidez. Vence a la vergüenza en Vaughan Town y mejora tu nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Really, really useful English words.
Se trata de un libro divertido cuyo propósito es enseñar vocabulario del inglés realmente útil a través de los temas más importantes. En cada página, el lector encontrará extras divertidos, chistes relacionados con el vocabulario, expresiones cotidianas, trucos para mejorar la pronunciación y
gramática fácil. Además, el libro destaca los errores comunes vinculados al vocabulario. No se trata de un libro de vocabulario de inglés de toda la vida, sino de un libro que enseña vocabulario de una manera lúdica y divertida. El lector lo pasará tan bien leyéndolo que aprenderá casi sin darse cuenta. Es el libro perfecto para quien le chifla presumir del vocabulario del inglés que conoce. Con este libro, el lector llevará su inglés al siguiente nivel. El libro nace de la exitosa cuenta de Twitter Inglés por Temas.
Really, 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 really
useful English words. El nuevo libro de Richard Brown.
A la venta en cualquiera de las tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Esto es lo que pasa cuando te encuentras con tu profesora Vaughan al salir de la ducha.
La 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 la.
Hello there!
Ah, Julia, pero ¿qué haces aquí?
In English, Patri, ask me what I'm doing here.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. I just popped in to say hi.
Well, this is a bit weird.
Yeah, whatever. Are you ready for an English class?
Why not?
Cool. Ask me how often I have a shower.
How often do you have a shower?
I have a shower every day. Now ask me how often I brush my teeth.
How often do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth 3 times a day. Now ask me how often I comb my hair.
How often do you comb your hair?
Comb.
How often do you comb your hair?
Very good. I comb my hair 2 times a day. Ask me how often I get my nails done.
How often do you get your nails done?
I get my nails done 1 a month. Now ask me how often I use moisturizing lotion.
How often do you use moisturizing lotion?
Moisturizing.
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 Better. I use moisturizing lotion 1 a day. Now ask me how often I straighten my hair.
How often do you straighten your hair?
¿Te gustaría hacer un curso en el que practiques inglés desde que te levantas hasta que te acuestas? Entonces te gustará hacer uno de nuestros cursos intensivos residenciales. Mucho más que un programa de clases de inglés. Aquí convives durante 5 días con tus profesores Vaughan. Si quieres que tu inglés dé un salto de calidad brutal en un tiempo récord, pregunta por nuestros intensivos residenciales en el 91-133-5833. También disponible en versión fin de semana. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833.
That's right, folks. That's right. As always, we're having a great time here on the show with no name today. Hope you guys are learning, laughing, and loving every minute of it as I am. All right, well, folks, we've got a lot to do. We've got tons of challenges coming at you all throughout the program today. And, well, folks, I think it's time for today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's today's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. All right, let's see what we've got for today. As always, I give you the song in Spanish, and you tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Are you ready? All right, here we go, my amigos. Sé de esos otros hombres. Aún así, no me acuerdo. Porque fue nosotros, mucho antes que eso, y seguimos juntos. Iba en serio con cada palabra que dije. Cuando te dije que te quiero, quería decir que te quiero para siempre. Voy a seguir queriéndote. Es lo único que quiero hacer. No quiero dormir, solo quiero seguir amándote. Isn't that beautiful? See, this is beautiful stuff. All right, so this is classic rock,
I'll give you a little clue. I'm sure some of you, if you know it, you're going to know it right away. If not, you might need to hear it one more time. But don't worry. I'm going to give it to you guys one more time, so you don't have to worry about that. But I'm sure some of you know it already. Now, if you know the right answer, you can tell us on Twitter. Y Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter otra vez?
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, folks. It's I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter. So make sure you guys are participating because you don't want to miss a thing. All right, guys. Also, remember, we've got an active challenge on the app. Don't butter me. Mmm. ¿Qué es el mmm que buscamos ahí? Here it goes. I'll give you today's Name That Lyric again. One more time, I'll give you the Spanish translation, and you guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Sé de esos otros hombres. Aún así, no me acuerdo. Porque fue nosotros. Mucho antes que eso. Y seguimos juntos. Iba en serio con cada palabra que dije. Cuando te dije que te quiero, quería decir que te quiero para siempre. Voy a seguir queriéndote. Es lo único que quiero hacer. No quiero dormir. Solo quiero seguir amándote. So, here we go, folks. All right, I see some of you have got it. It's R.E.O. Speedwagon. Really popular group from the 80s. R.E.O. Speedwagon. I remember my aunt, Grace, used to have all their albums. And I remember listening to them and being like, these guys are awesome. It's R.E.O. Speedwagon. And you might know the chorus. I'm sure you know the chorus. And I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do. I don't wanna sleep, I just wanna keep on loving you. Excellent song. If you're not familiar with it, you have to listen to it. Probably one of the greatest songs ever written. Hey, I'm telling you, it's hard to say that, but it's a beautiful song. And he says, and though I know all about those men, aunque sé de esos otros hombres, still I don't remember. Aún así no me acuerdo. So he's talking about the men that she knew before she met him, no? Su pasado. And he says, because it was us, baby, way before then. Porque nosotros estábamos ya destinados. Eran nosotros mucho antes que eso. And we're still together. Seguimos juntos. And I meant every word I said. Iba en serio. I meant it. I mean it means que voy en serio. So I meant, es el pasado. I meant every word I said. Iba en serio con cada palabra que dije. When I said that I love you, I meant that I love you forever. When I said, cuando dije que te quería, lo quería decirte que te quiero para siempre. So what I mean, right? Voy en serio. I mean it, right? And I mean es quiero decir. Si no controlas esta palabra mean, you should definitely get to know this word because we use it all the time. So he says, when I said that I love you, I meant that I love you forever. And then the chorus. And I'm gonna keep on loving you. Voy a seguir queriéndote. 'Cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Porque es lo único que quiero hacer. I don't wanna sleep. Yo no quiero dormir. I just wanna keep on loving you. Solo quiero seguir amándote. Qué bonito. What a beautiful song by R.E.O. Speedwagon. One of those power ballads over there. And I think possibly their most popular song, Keep On Loving You. It's one of these rock ballad anthems. If you're not familiar with it, we're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to listen to the song or take a look at the lyrics to the song on YouTube or, well, wherever you listen to music. And if you didn't know the song, you're welcome. If you knew the song, Isn't it a great song? All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break, but don't worry. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
En Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
¿Quieres que tus hijos celebren Acción de Gracias en condiciones y en un entorno angloparlante natural, pero de verdad? Entonces tráelos a nuestro Weekend Camp del 24 al 26 de noviembre. Juegos, cuentos, talleres y muchas actividades donde se lo pasarán pipa y hablarán inglés. Pero de verdad, apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupoaugan.com.
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su